People in Greater Sydney face weeks of restrictions, and three local government areas in southwestern Sydney are not only in lockdown, but locked out of the rest of the city. Residents prohibited from leaving their homes even to go to work. Meanwhile, Victoria is due to lift its snap lockdown tomorrow, but with another 16 cases reported yesterday, the Premier, Dan Andrews, is still not making any promises.
It is too early for us to determine whether we'll be able to come out of this lockdown at midnight on Tuesday night.
That's the Premier yesterday. Well, some better news, though, in terms of the vaccine rollout today. 10 million doses have now been administered in the rollout, and an extra 1 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine arrived in the country last night. Norman Swan joins us now. Norman, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
In New South Wales, the Premier says the results of the extended lockdown, which was a bit of a shock for people, won't be known for days. There are 105 new cases yesterday, the majority of those in southwestern Sydney. When can we expect the curve not just to flatten, but to start trending down in a hurry? Norman?
I'm not sure that the mood in New South Wales was a shock. I think that people were asking for it in many ways.
Well, they were asking for it, but it went even further, I think. And I think it was the location of that, well, the government won't call it a ring of steel, but, you know, ringing in, if you like, those three LGAs.
Yeah. One of the issues here, and it's a recurrent theme, and we'll get to Britain in a minute, is not necessarily following the evidence here. The virus is not necessarily confined to those three LGAs. Yeah, it may be the dominant amount of virus. It's going to create huge social problems for the area, and there's not clear definition as there is in Victoria. So, for example, you only need one limo driver, as we saw, to create this a huge outbreak, which has caused such pandemonium. And there could only be just one case elsewhere in Sydney, in Greater Sydney, to cause a problem and create another outbreak when contact tracers are at their limit. They should have really done a clearly defined citywide outbreak. And this has been a theme with this. And it's going to be an issue as to whether this is enough, because if there's escape of this virus, not necessarily from the southwest suburbs, but just because the virus is circulating, they've got problems.
So the three LGAs, Fairfield, Liverpool and Canterbury Bankstown, people can't leave their homes, not even for work, though initially a health worker or an emergency worker, though there are more categories included now, which I think had to happen. But what are you saying that, because the rest of the city is in lockdown, isn't it?
It is in
it's
lockdown.
It's much tighter now.
It is much tighter, and there's lower mobility, which is great. The answer to your first question is 5 to 7 days. So the numbers you're seeing in Greater Sydney today, or indeed in Victoria, are what happened in Victoria or New South Wales 5 to 7 days ago. So this, it's just, we're going right back to the beginning of this pandemic. It's slow-mo. And mm-hmm. when you put your foot on the brake, it takes a while to stop the car. And you're not going to see this for another few days. It'd be great if you saw it sooner, but it's highly unlikely. And it may be that this was insufficient in terms of really clamping down on mobility. Let's hope it is enough, but it does create issues when you've just done three LGAs. They tried 36 suburbs in Victoria last year, and it didn't work. You can't. The boundaries between places are really loose in big cities.
Which goes to the clamour from some politicians and local business people in Manly and in those northern beaches suburbs to be separated, if you like, and let out of lockdown. And we saw images of a lot of people walking along the boardwalk there at Manly. It didn't look like a city or a suburb in lockdown there particularly.
No, and there were plenty of people at Bondi Beach yesterday as well. I mean, outdoors is low risk, and what are you going to do, lock people
except
up?
Except if you're at the MCG.
Well, yes, it's still not clear exactly how that happened and whether there was mixing indoors or not. But there was a major event spread in Germany outdoors, and it may well be that the MCG has mimicked that. And you've also got the problem of the Amy Stadium,
yeah.
Stadium as well.
What do you think is likely to happen in Victoria? I mean, I know we shouldn't be into crystal ball gazing, but it's fifth lockdown. It was meant to be 5 days, meant to finish tomorrow night. Do you think that's likely?
Well, it's highly unlikely unless there's a major turnaround in figures today. I think the Mildura spread has worried them in Victoria. And this is a virus that you've just got to be really careful with, and I suspect that they won't. But it's very likely that the Victorian lockdown will end an awful lot sooner than New South Wales.
Some good news on the vaccine front. We've now passed the 10 million doses. That was a pretty slow crawl to get there. But an extra 1 million Pfizer doses arrived in the country. We're going to get 1 million a week from now on. Do you think the rollout's finally at a turning point?
Not yet, but it's moving forward steadily, and it's great that 10 million people have got have become immunised, but it's going to be a slog from now on. They could speed it up. One way of speeding it up is by extending the Pfizer spread, the Pfizer dose. In fact, I think you spoke about it with Terry Nolan last week, to 6 weeks. And if you did that, you could free up their supplies of second doses. They're holding back second doses at the moment, which is quite a lot of doses. You could actually just get as many first doses out there in the community. When you've got COVID spreading, you just want first doses out there, particularly of Pfizer, which gives you pretty good protection, not as good as before. There's other variants, but pretty good. And then you cannot have a second dose until you've had a first dose. So get first doses out there. And Terry's idea of spreading to 6 weeks is a really good one. In fact, you could normalize the advice and just say Astra and Pfizer, 6 weeks, both
six
of
weeks,
them.
6 weeks, yeah.
And get first doses out as quickly as you can. And then you would have far more people immunized. That's what Canada's done incredibly successfully.
Yeah, because Lieutenant General John Frewen says he thinks it's going to be months, not weeks, still before under 40s get access to it. Just briefly, UK Freedom Day today, lifting most restrictions. Is it safe?
No, they're going
87% of them are immunised.
87? That's with first dose.
One dose, yeah.
And a lot of it's Astra. And 62 of you've got to remember, they're talking about adults, not the whole population. They've got to get 80% of the whole population, including children.
Right.
So they're nowhere near it yet, and they're going to see a surge in hospitalizations and deaths. And the real worry in Britain is, are you going to see new variants jumping out of Britain?
Let's hope not. Norman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Norman Swan, co-host of the incredibly popular and helpful CoronaCast podcast and of the host of the Health Report here on RN.